Are you ready to celebrate for 6 weeks?
This autumn on the Isle of Wight, Can You Hear Us is celebrating all that the island is.
We're talking theatre,
carnival,
music,
new public art,
foraging,
shared meals,
poetry,
nature,
island craft,
landscape artists,
storytellers,
choirs,
and folklore,
culture and community, island wide,
taking place in your towns,
your villages,
your schools,
community hubs,
and outdoor spaces. We want culture to be more
visible, to include everyone,
and to be easier to take part in,
and for the Isle of Wight to be recognised as the creative island it is.
Join the celebration.
Visit our website at canyouhearus.uk.
The Can You Hear Us project is a Creative Island 6-week Arts Council England funded cultural programme running from September the 11th this year until October the 24th. Across the Isle of Wight, many organisations are taking part. These podcasts are to find out what the organisations are doing across the Isle of Wight so you don't miss anything.
Hello, Cody.
Hi.
I've got it right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and hello, Katie.
Hello, hi, yeah.
Both in from Stone Crabs
Theatre, yeah.
So tell me about Stone Crabs Theatre.
Yeah, so Stone Crabs has done work kind of all over the world, but it's now based on the Isle of Wight, and it's a theatre company that focuses on telling unheard stories and underrepresented voices, now based on the island and offering lots of good opportunities for young people as well in the arts.
What are you doing for the Can You Hear Us project?
Yeah, so we're doing some performed walks, which we did some earlier this year, and we're bringing them back next year. So both Katie and I were lucky enough to write one of the performed walks each. So the performed walks are basically bringing a historical figure to life and having them take you around a particular town linked to their heritage. Katie did Charlotte Mew and a walk around Newport. I did Virginia Woolf and a walk around Freshwater. We're also bringing Swinburne into this year's, which we didn't have last year.
So just tell us how it works, because I'm picturing you getting dressed up and walking around Newport with people and giving a talk. Is that how it works?
Yeah, essentially. So we have an actor who is playing the part of Charlotte Mew, Virginia Woolf, Oscar Wilde, and they're taking you around the town that they're most associated with, telling you about their life, telling you about their connections to the island.
So it's showing off. Just say, for instance, what one have you got? You must have an idea of which one you've got planned, or a lot of them. So tell us. Just tell us one.
So for instance, Virginia Woolf will meet you at Freshwater Bay, and tell you about how she finds herself back in Freshwater in 2026. And then she'll take you on a walk around Freshwater to a local church where there's a plaque dedicated to one of her aunts, and to Dimbola Lodge, because Juliet Margaret Cameron was Virginia Woolf's great aunt. And she'll take you around and tell you how she's linked to the island, what she used to do on her holidays to the island when she was a girl.
Okay, so it sounds like you're highlighting places on the Isle of Wight and people, but in a very, very unique way and an interesting way as well. And it's a great way of putting the Isle of Wight under a spotlight, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think that some of the people that we were covering in the performances are people that a well-known, sort of like Oscar Wilde, Virginia Woolf, but there are a couple of other people, like I wrote for Charlotte Mew, who people might not know that much. I certainly didn't when I started to write about her. I knew very little about her. I just knew she was a poet at the turn of the 20th century. So it's kind of bringing those stories and making them accessible to a lot of people and shining a different light on the island and the different places that people know well but might not know that history of.
So how many walks and how much walking's involved?
So there's four walks, and they're all about sort of 45 minutes to an hour long that they take. It depends where they are. So we have Virginia Woolf in Freshwater. Then we have Oscar Wilde in Ryde. That goes down Union Street and along the kind of seafront. So that, I think that's probably the longest one. And then Charlotte Mew is around Newport Town Centre. And then the new one, Algernon Swinburne, will be around Bonchurch. And we're still sort of working on that. So I'm not entirely sure how long that one's going to be. But yeah, they're all about 45 minutes to an hour. And they're all quite easy walks because we wanted to make them accessible for everyone to kind of come along to.
Union Street's quite steep. That's not quite...
Yeah, you're going downhill at least.
Okay, so I mean, there's a lot going on. I'm just looking at you and thinking, theatre, stone. This is quite an interesting thing, taking it out, you know, because you're not actually, you know, theatre is going to be the walk, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a very sort of immersive experience. That's what Stone Crabs kind of likes to do, is to create quite unique performances and things that people remember. And when we did this last year, we had loads of people come along and they were all really supportive of it, and it all went really, really well. So it's really nice that we get the chance to do it again and reach more people.
So how does it work when it's is it like a one-off? You do that, you know, the walk-in ride is happening just once, and then you move on to somewhere else. If so, how are we going to know when it's going to be, and who's invited, who can go on it?
Yeah, so it's available for anyone to come along, and we'll start doing more social media posts as we get closer to the dates. So we've got May for Virginia Woolf, June for Oscar Wilde, July for Swinburne, and September for Charlotte Mew. But if people can't make that, then they're also going to be available as audio performances for people to follow along themselves. There'll be films available of the walks as well that people can access, and also the printed scripts are going to be available in a new book from Figmentum, which is an imprint of the local Naked Fig Leaf Press. So people will be able to read the scripts and follow along the walks themselves if they can't actually come along to the performances.
Okay, what's the maximum people you could have on this walk?
Well, last year we did about 20 to 25 people, just for the sake of moving everyone around some kind of busy areas sometimes, like in Newport. So around 25 or so people is probably what we'll aim for.
Do you before you do all of this, do you go on a practice walk and see how long it takes and so on, and how much speech you need for the 45 minutes? So if are you doing one of these?
Yeah, I did. So I wrote Charlotte Mew in Newport, and we sort of prepared for that over 2 or so months or so, walking around Newport, looking at the things we could stop at, making sure the script was relevant to what we were seeing at the time, negotiating crossing roads and going into the square and places like that. So yeah, it did take a lot of preparation. Our director Rebecca Tremaine is amazing at knowing what's going to work for each section. So yeah, lots of preparation for it, but when it comes together, it's really good. Yeah,
there must be a bit of humour in it, because you can play with the humour with, especially with bringing it up to date as well.
Yeah, I think that. Especially the Oscar Wilde one is very very engaging. It's got a comical element to it, and I think Cody did really well to bring a kind of lightness to Virginia Woolf as well. My Charlotte Mew was a little bit heavier, but I tried to make it engaging for people, that it wasn't too intense, because she was quite a tragic character herself, Charlotte Mew. But I didn't want to make it all about that. I kind of wanted to make it engaging for people as well. It'd be interesting to see what the Algernon Swinburne one, how that one turns out. But yeah, it is really engaging with the audience. The audience kind of feels like they're involved and immersed with it. So yeah, with my one, they kind of help Charlotte Mew go along as she returns as a spirit. So they're kind of helping her along to move on. So yeah, there's lots for people to kind of get involved in the walk as well.
It sounds brilliant. It really does. And it's so unique as well. It's a great idea. It really is. And to think, when you first said, you know, you've got 5 or 6 walks that you're going to be going on, I'm thinking, cool, that's not a massive amount. But there's a huge amount of work that goes into
there
it, isn't
there?
There
is a lot. Yeah. I when we worked on it last year, I loved working with all the actors are amazing. We've got Cy Lynch for Oscar Wilde. We've got Emily Scotcher for Virginia Woolf. Wow. Hillard Morley for Charlotte Mew. We'll see who Algernon Swinburne's going to be. But yeah, they were amazing. They really, really bring it to life. And yeah, I highly recommend people to come along and experience it.
Just give us the dates or the times again, yeah. and then tell us if people want to be involved, how do they, not so much, you don't need anybody to come along and be involved, they want to come along and watch, so how do they get involved in that way?
Absolutely. I mean, you can follow us on our social media, so it'd be Stone Crabs Theatre or Out on an Island, and we'll post about how you can sign up to the walk nearer the time, and also let everybody know if people want to do the walk themselves, how they can access the audio recording.
Is it free?
It is free, yes.
So absolutely. It's totally free?
Yeah.
And it's all, honestly, I'm trying to get my head around it. My little head says, you're going out for a walk, but you're going to the theatre, and you're going to be entertained. I think that's just blows my mind. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Great idea. Whose idea was it?
Yeah, so this came from Stone Crabs Theatre. We've got our artistic director, Franco Figueredo, and then Caroline Diamond, who is the project lead of Out on an Island. But we've also worked with local writers and local theatre makers. We have Rebecca Tremaine, our director. So it's been a big collaborative project through everyone. It's been really nice to work alongside the creative community on the island and bring everyone together from all kind of arty sides, bring them all together for this.
Brilliant. Well, look, look for the heading, Can You Hear Us? And you're going to find it.
So the first walk is on May the 17th. So look, the project is called Stories Underfoot. So look out for that. That will be the title for all of the performances, but we've got a few which are in the lead up to Can You Hear Us. So Wolf in Freshwater is May 17th, Wild in Ride is June 15th, Swinburne in Bonchurch will be July 13th, and Mew in Newport will be September the 12th. So Mew in Newport is the only one of them which is in the actual Can You Hear Us project timeline, but everything else is on the lead up to it.
Okay, fantastic. Thanks for that, Katie. Thanks for coming in. Have you got anything else you want to add, Cody?
No, I don't think so.
You can't
so.
Wait to get out, can you? Out in the rain. You might want to think it's something to ask, just in the state of the dry. Thank you both for coming in. I hope it goes really, really well.
Thank
I'm
you.
Sure you really sound like you know what you're doing. So sounds like a load of entertainment that is going to be right on your doorstep, putting the Isle of Wight on the map.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We're going to take a quick break, musical break, with Gallagher and Lyle. We're going to come back the other side with the Smiths right here on Vectis Radio.